Hey, for all you geocachers out there, just today we noticed on February 14th at about 10:30 or so that geocaching.com has changed the maps that they're using, because they used to use the Google Maps as the background and using Google API, but they just now switched it, and we just noticed it right now.
Right, they were taking the site down at 10 o'clock today, and this was one of the significant things that they did. They removed Google Maps. And this was something that we knew was coming.
Yeah, we knew about it.
We weren't sure when it was going to happen, but it's a significant thing that Google changed as far as what consumers have to pay for.
Yeah. Apparently, this is driven by the fact that Google is going to start charging to certain map users. And from what we understand, geocaching.com is one of the heavier map users. They average well over 2 million hits. Now, let that number sink in your head for a second. 2 million hits to Google every single day, which means that they are definitely one of the affected consumers. And so they definitely needed to make a change. Otherwise, I mean, it's simply a cost issue. It would have cost geocaching.com or Groundspeak a significant amount to keep running the site the way they weren't. So they went over to OpenStreetMaps, and there's a lot of benefits to it. We'll cover this a little bit more in a future show, better we can, but it just happened right now. Sandy and I were about to go geocaching, and we opened up the map, and we go, whoa, it looks a little different.
Yeah, and if you look at the details, there's a lot more detail about the reason Groundspeak did this,
sure.
And then there's more detail about the pricing, and anything over $25,000, they're going to charge per thousand over that. And if you're talking about, 2 million, that's an incredible amount of money over that. So it really makes sense what they had to do.
Yep. So go check it out for yourself. See what you think about it. I'm looking at the Open Street Maps version right now, and it looks pretty good. The Open Street Maps, I mean, they've got the, you can see the roads and everything, and this is going to be updated by crowdsourcing, so to speak. So we'll get more information, and let us know if you ran into the new maps too, and what do you think about it.